Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Friday, May 16th. I'm Victoria Craig for The Wall Street Journal. NVIDIA has set its sights on Shanghai for a new research and development center. It's the U.S. chipmaker's latest attempt to maintain a foothold in China, despite the Trump administration's attempts to restrict exports of AI semiconductors. People familiar with the plans told the Journal that the new facility would allow NVIDIA to bolster teams that measure the demands of Chinese customers. That, they said, will help the company develop competitive products that are compliant with U.S. rules. Elsewhere, meet Codex. It's a new software engineering agent from OpenAI. The company unveiled a research preview of the tool today. AI coding agents are one of the most in-demand areas for AI development, and one OpenAI is looking to double down on. The agent will be able to do several things at once, including writing code, fixing bugs, running tests, and answering questions about a customer's code base. The company said that'll transform the way developers work by allowing them to delegate more tasks. Meanwhile, Epic Games has fired the latest salvo in an ongoing battle with Apple. The video game maker said Apple blocked its Fortnite update on the U.S. App Store and the Epic Games Store for the iOS in the European Union. An Apple spokesperson said it asked Epic Sweden to resubmit the app update without including the U.S. storefront of its App Store, and said it did not take the action to remove the live version from other marketplaces. And finally, Microsoft is offering concessions around its Teams platforms to customers in Europe in a bid to avoid a potentially hefty fine from the EU. Among other changes, the company offered to make its Office 365 and Microsoft 365 suites available at a reduced rate and without Teams. If regulators accept the change, it'll end a long-running investigation into the company's packaging of Teams with Office products. And a final programming note, this Sunday in the Tech News Briefing feed, we'll have a bonus episode from another WSJ podcast called Bold Names. It'll feature a conversation with the CEO of Precision Neuroscience, a maker of brain-computer interfaces of the sort we talked about on yesterday's show. And after that, as always, for a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Monday's Tech News Briefing podcast.